special counsel Robert Mueller ended his nearly two-year-long investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 election and possible collusion between Trump's campaign and associates and the Kremlin. Mueller found, imagine this, no collusion.
But wow.
Right?
How much that cost?
But that doesn't exonerate the president completely on the obstruction of justice issue. Mueller has brought charges against at least 34 people and three companies. That includes guilty pleas from Trump's former national security advisor, his personal lawyer, the one-time campaign chairman, and deputy chairman. Mueller has left the decision to charge the president with obstruction of justice up to the new attorney general, Bill Barr. And the Department of Justice over the weekend. Mr. Trump played golf with Kid Rock and tweeted, "Have a great day."
We all happy.
Yes. Now, keep in mind, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York has also launched investigations into the president's and the Trump Organization, and they don't have any restrictions or investigation. So, will the president and his kids be in the clear? We just don't know yet. That is a question we'll have to wait to find out. What do you think, Steve?
It depends on what that costs.
You know,
that's all it is.
If you're waiting on Barr to do anything, Barr is the same guy that's on records saying that this whole investigation is a witch hunt. He thought he agreed with Trump. Mm-hmm. It should have ended a long time ago. So now he is the new attorney general. Mm-hmm. So now what do you think he's going to say? You know what? I'm at the point where really politics has really gotten on my nerves a bit. I mean, it's just so political. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things that we can't do anything about.
Wait a minute, Steve. I like that.
It's just political, man. It ain't really nothing we can do. We have nothing to say with the DOJ. You know, we can't change any of the laws. Mm. You know, we sit up here and vote. The popular vote don't count no more. It's the electoral vote. You know, they just got a game set up that they playing amongst themselves.
You can't indict a sitting president.
You can't indict a sitting president.
Yeah, what's up?
So, you know, so this dude just getting away with whatever he want to get away with. So here's what's happening. We have to turn out in 2020 in a record number.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do.
We've got to get out and vote so heavily that the delegates, they have to go with the masses. That's the only way this is going to work. But let me tell y'all something, y'all. They are planning on winning it again.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Especially with this report.
No collusion.
The anger that they're going to have, man, towards, I just, we've got to get out and vote.
Trump is taking his victory lap on this, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could take a victory lap on this, but what does it say? What's he taking a victory lap saying? Yeah, I'm not a criminal.
I told you.
Your ass ain't supposed to. Yeah.
But your crew in prison.
Everyone around you, though.
Everybody you bought around the White House and in the White House is indicted.
Yeah.
A bunch of them doing time.
Yes.
They were all bought in by you. But the Trump supporters are not going to see this, though.
Yeah, no, even if the Mueller report had come back, Steve, and said that there was collusion, his base would still be with him very strongly.
And say it was a witch hunt anyway.
Yeah. So it was a win-win for him.
President Trump is very smart.
Yes.
He's dangling in front of not only his base, don't y'all think it's just his base. It's the people in power who have jobs, titles, and position and money. Jobs, position, and money. He's got them in a position where if I'm in this place, you can stay in your place. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go along with him because they're not sacrificing their job, their power, or their money for the good of the country and for regular folk. They're not going to do that because they are of the firm belief if the rich stay richer, they are the ones providing opportunities for the everyday man. That is their solemn belief.
That's it. There's nothing different.
Don't you think it's any other different? If we are not who we are, hiring who we hire and doing what we do, what would happen to this country? So they're not fin- That's what the Republican Party is really saying. That's what all these politicians are really saying, if it weren't for us, what would you do? But they protecting themselves. And they're not going to sacrifice themselves for y'all. They not.
True. That I believe.
So we've got to get out to the polls in massive numbers.
Record numbers.
But their job, though, is to make you think there's nothing you can do. Now they are counting on complacency in 2020. They are counting on black people sitting this one out. Because they're getting away with so much stuff. Mm-hmm. They want you to think that your vote don't count.
Doesn't matter. That's exactly right.
So it's a trick, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's an ugly, nasty trick. Please beware. It takes nothing for you to vote.
Yeah. And register. Go ahead and register.
Go down there. You can vote. Yeah. You can early vote. You ain't got to wait till them lines. Look, man, y'all have got to vote. It's a trick going on.
Yeah.
And if y'all fall for the trick, they'll just go, hey, we won.
Yeah.
We won.
Yeah. I know. I know.
It's stressful, you know.
But we still have the power.
Can I say this here, Shirley?
Mm. Yes.
Please, y'all, don't get depressed about the Mueller investigation. Don't let that bother you. I figured it was going to come down to this.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Every time you thought right was going to get done, has it been done? No. They let police go shooting these people.
Yeah.
They do what they want to do, and they make it A-OK. Every now and then, they'll serve one up.
All
every
right.
Every now and then. But really, don't let that bother y'all, man. Ain't big deal. It's just a Mueller report.
We got to do what
we got
to do.
For 2 years.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about this video that's gone viral about this Dallas bartender who beat this woman up so badly over a parking space. We'll talk about it right after this.